how do we best prepare students for schools? When the school year starts, it's important that children start to get back on a routine. We know that summers are characterized by different sorts of camps usually, or being with family members. They often go to bed later, wake up later. Since schools are a time when they get back into a routine, the bus comes at a certain time, they need to be ready at a particular time. It's important to get kids back on that routine. So a week or so before, it might be important to start to set an alarm to make sure kids can wake up on time. It's also important to make sure that they know what's happening. So tell them who their teacher is, tell them, you know, what time they'll be waking up, what bus they'll have to get. If they're changing a new school, it will be a good idea to drive by the school to show them what it will look like. A lot of times there are open houses for schools. That's a great opportunity to go and get to meet the teachers and walk around. And I would say that's especially important for new kindergarten students or students changing schools more generally. It's also likely important as children start school to get their materials ready, to feel like they have some investment in the process. You know, it's a lot of times parents, the default is to just get things ready for your children themselves. But especially as kids get older, they feel a lot of investment, and it's important for them to feel ownership and also to get ready to have those responsibilities as well. And for kids, especially older elementary, middle, and high school students, it's an important time to make sure they revisit what courses they will be taking, make sure that, you know, maybe they start, hopefully they would have started their reading lists already. And for those that hadn't, at least look back and, you know, start reading again, especially for kids in younger grades, make sure that they are ready to engage with that academic content more that we know isn't as common when they are younger. Maybe also get together, if possible, with children who you know are going to be in their class or in their school so that they go into school with some familiarity with what's going on. The most important thing to stress really is that, you know, children do well with consistency and they do well with routines. And so when the school year starts, we know that that will change routines and it will disrupt the family, you know, unit to a certain extent. So just having that communication with the children, with your spouse if you have one, so that everyone is on the same page in terms of responsibilities. And that goes for parents as well. You know, we all have busy lives. And so making sure that it's negotiated, okay, who will, you know, which parent will pick up the children on which day, who will take them to the activities, do we need to arrange after school? You know, parents really have a large role to play in making sure that those routines are adhered to as well.